Use it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
True or false for a chance at a set of Arizona State Parks passes? Since the Walnut Dam flood, Wickenburg has never flooded again. If that's true, text T to 411923. If that's false, text F. We'll select one random right winner at the end of this programming segment and send you to a set of state parks passes. Good to any of Arizona's 35 Arizona state parks, including Picacho Peak, which I drove past, and you might be a little bit late for your wildflower viewing. There is a lot in Casa Grande still. Casa Grande to basically what Rawhide, where Rawhide is now down on like I-10 and Riggs or something like that, is orange the whole way. But you get towards Picacho, it's all green back up. You might be a little late, but still a great hike. Get you out and about through Arizona. And today we're talking with Steve Schumacher and Robert Malikian about the history and preservation of that history for the Phoenix area.
One of the things I'd like to throw into the mix, Romy, if you don't mind, is the beginnings of Phoenix. People wonder how it really got started. And it got started because some people were capitalists out of Wickenburg, actually, Jack Swilling. And they saw an opportunity to revive the canals that the Hohokam put together, and they sat idle for about 400 years. And Jack Swilling and his group started the canals, watered some fields, sold crops to the cavalry troops at Fort McDowell as well as the mines in Wickenburg to make money. So they were capitalists. And Phoenix became an agricultural powerhouse. Now, one of the things a lot of people don't realize, when you talk to people, they think Phoenix started at Central Avenue in Washington, and that's not the case at all. Prior to what we know as Phoenix beginning, there was actually three different Phoenix locations in the valley, and they were all east of what we know as Phoenix now. The very first attempt was right across the Salt River from Hayden Butte. That's where Jack Swilling and his team first tried to settle, and they weren't successful. There was another one at about 18th Street in Van Buren, about 18th to 20th Street, where St. Luke's Hospital is right now. There was a saloon there as well, and they were trying to start a Phoenix at that point. And then there was also what was called the Phoenix Settlement, Mill City. It was also called Pumpkinville at one time because they were growing pumpkins there. And that one, actually, Jack Swilling became the postmaster. It was part of Yavapai County. It was a voting precinct. But then they actually held a town meeting, got outvoted, and they made the town site where Central and Washington is right now. So I think that's important for people to know.
Is that the answer to your trivia question? Where was the original Phoenix town site?
That's
is that
right.
What I write there, Washington and Central?
Well, the actual original town site was at about 30th Street and Van Buren, between Van Buren and Washington.
So I write 30th and Van Buren on
there
this
you
one.
Go.
I'm going
to
get all four
right.
of these on the back of your historic
yeah.
preservation business card,
there you
right?
Go.
30th?
Yeah, you can text that to 493.
Romy's a trivia aficionado, so he's very
okay.
he's not going to let you out of here until you answer. He's got
oh,
the
see.
Answer to all these
very
questions.
Very good. Very good. Glad to help.
So we start out revitalizing old irrigation canals. We start growing. What was their primary crop?
It was primarily alfalfa and barley. That's what they were growing. And whatever they could put together to feed the animals in the mines as well as the animals at Fort McDowell, that's what they were doing. There was a guy prior to that, a guy named John Y.T. Smith. He was the supply master at Fort McDowell, and he was actually prior to Jack Swilling, and he was growing wild hay in the Salt River bed. He really wasn't trying to establish a community. He was just trying to make some money from Fort McDowell.
And a quick note on the Native American aspect of it, Phoenix history, is that they started digging canals amazingly. Between the first ones were dug between the years 0 and 400. They date the earliest canals on the south side of the Salt River. And they realized that this was one of the best agricultural areas, not only in the area, but in the whole United States. A very level, very good soil, and add water to it, and you could support a lot of people. And that's what we base Phoenix today on.
a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. Doubling, many decades doubling in population.
There's a marker if people are really interested to see exactly where some of those fields were. There is a historic marker standing on the south side of Washington, just east of 24th Street, just on the south side of the light rail. There's a marker there that talks about a guy named Frenchie Sawyer, who actually planted some of the first crops in Phoenix in 1868. And that's the location, about 28th Street, Washington, Van Buren, around in there. That's where there was actually up to about 250 people there at one point.
I'd sure love to know what they did to the ground to start farming. You know, we have the Garden Hour, our outdoor living hour here in Arizona. We talk about the lack of nutrients, the sun bleached sand. You know, you've got to add
Caliche.
All these. You've got to add all these components to the soil. What were the Indians able to do 500 years ago that like we can make this work?
Well, and imagine they had to dig the canals and engineer them with no metal tools, no pack animals, and no wheel to get the dirt out. And they had to.
I would have really liked to have been chief. I don't think I'd have liked to have been the Indian.
And the Indian tribes came together and cooperated at the Park of the Four Waters, which is at Pueblo Grande site. And that should be more public-oriented, visible, because that was the site of the water source for the whole valley, the Park of the Four Waters. And we hope to make one of Steve's goals is to make that much more accessible to the public.
Well, let's learn more about that after bottom of the hour news break and see if there's anything we as the listening audience can do to help support that. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning. The answer is false. Wickenburg has flooded many times since then. All the mountains and rain coming down.